Hey, listeners, welcome to the Joshua and Maria Cribbs podcast. I am one of your hosts, Maria Cribbs, along with the other host, my husband, Joshua. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing great.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. We at the club like.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. All right, I'm sorry. We on one today because it is June 1st. Y'all know what that is in Cleveland.
Gemini's.
No, Gemini's. Yeah. No, still, I think it's still Taurus the Bull.
Definitely not. I know my season. Gemini's start in the second week of May.
Oh, the third. Okay, my bad. Oh, whoo, crazy. Gemini.
But nah, that's not what you meant, though.
No, that's not what I meant. What I meant was today is the first series of the... No, is it the first series?
First game.
It's the first game
of the finals.
NBA finals.
The finals, yes.
Hold on, wasn't it finals the whole time?
No.
Isn't it like the final of the finals?
Okay, let's just keep it simple. It's the finals, meaning this is the final matchup.
No, but they were saying the other stuff.
The final countdown.
What was the last series?
Series. It was...
The NBA finals.
The Eastern Conference Championship.
Finals.
Western Conference Champions.
Y'all be confused. It'd be so many ships and finals and madnesses. March Madness.
Let's talk about why your jersey is so small that you got on. See, they don't see us, but we repping Cavs jerseys.
Yeah, I got my Cavs jersey on.
The throwback orange.
I've never seen the Cavaliers in an orange like that.
Yeah, it's a throwback. It's a throwback. The throwback Cavs
it looks
orange.
Like something like Sonic the Hedgehog would wear.
It's a mix between the Browns and the Cavs, you know.
Can't let go of that orange. Lord.
And she's repping the skin tight. Skin fit.
All right. So, okay. I technically don't even have my own jersey. This is my 7-year old. How did
you know what? I knew that he's still seven
for another 3 days. Jersey. So I had to, hey, I want to defend the land.
But you got you have a jersey. Okay. Right.
I don't have a jersey. I don't have a Cavs jersey. So
wow.
I can, hey, I'm skinny fit. I can fit into this.
Yeah,
the numbers are stretching a little bit. I can't.
Right,
breathe.
It's going to be baggy breathe. On him once he puts it back breathe. On.
I can't exhale to my full potential, but I think I look good.
Hey, we ain't say about you looking good. You just the skin tight. All right, well, moving
it's a
right
fashion
along.
Statement. Put on some tight like jeans and some heels, and I'm ready for the club.
So hold on, it's a fashion statement that you can't breathe.
I feel like a woman does not want to wear a baggy jersey anyway. So if I am tiny enough to fit into my 8-year-old son's jersey.
I feel like I'll go ahead and rock it. Just the numbers is stretching a little bit.
The things women do.
I might need a 10.
Look, that's a topic. The things women do for beauty or to look good.
Beauty is pain.
Yeah, because you can't breathe. You need my inhaler. My asthma inhaler.
Y'all be shaving and leaving all the crumbs around the sink and coloring in y'all's hairline. The crumbs. Beijing.
I don't do that. You know me.
And let you do that. Hey, let me see you wear some Beijing.
Hey, I ain't going to put no eyeliner around
my. Coloring your beard. We gonna be fine.
I ain't putting a football liner around my beard, man. That's what that looked like to me.
Take a short. Hey, you should let me do take a Sharpie and fill in your hairline. See what?
Definitely not. You act like my hairline receding. Come on, man.
Thank God it's not. Thank God for hairlines and follicles. You got all your follicles.
Yes, Lord.
He got an anointing on his head.
I have an anointing
of hair follicles. But your beard gray though.
Come on, man. I embrace. I embrace the grayness.
Okay.
The sprinkles of pepper.
If
and
you
salt.
Embrace it, why do you always have me plug them out with my tweezers and you scream like a baby?
I didn't know we was getting that personal.
Well, you see the things women go through, so I just had to rewind it and say, baby, what about the things that men go through for beauty?
Nah, it's a difference. Definitely a difference.
Is it? Okay.
Definitely. Like, it ain't pain. It ain't that. That's not pain to me.
So why do you scream when I pluck your beard?
I scream now?
You'd be like, and you find another one. Do this one right here.
I do not scream. I might flinch here and there.
You might flinch and twitch and go.
Nah, that's when you doing the nose hair. I can't stand the hair to come out my nose. I can't
Josh,
stand
I don't
it.
Pluck the grays out of your nostrils.
Nah, not the grays, the long
let
pieces
me,
of hair.
Let me find out you put my tweezers in your nose though.
Man, you've done that before.
No,
but
I have not. Never. I would never put
my gosh.
Nice sanitized. You know, shiny and sharp
my
tweezers.
My nice, sanitized,
I don't know
sharp
why I said nice,
tweezers.
Up your nose. That's all disgusting. Right. And okay. Then put it on my eyebrows? No, we're not going there. You better not do that, Josh.
So,
start hiding my tweezers.
So look, man, while we small talking, You know, I kind of want to hop into some things because this week was quite exciting. You know, yeah, it starts out, you know, because you have this thing where you motivate our children to get up to go to school.
Yes.
And
that is correct.
You know, you went to the bathroom, you did your little, you know, your hygiene, whatever you do in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then you bust in the room.
I said, wake up, y'all. And I kicked the door.
And you kicked the door in like the police do when they're on a drug raid. You kicked the door in.
Hey, I've been motivated.
But it motivated Izzy. It motivated our youngest son.
I know I had to do what I had to do to get him up in a good mood. So I like to play in the morning.
He ran and jumped on my bed, started dancing, you and him dancing around. Then y'all went downstairs for a little bit. Then I'm trying to go back to sleep.
Well, I got him dressed.
Right. You did what you had to do to get him dressed.
As a parent, you know, you don't want your kid waking up with an attitude. So you got to do what you got to do to make the morning go smooth. So I'm coming up in there on 10. Good morning.
Look, not my cup of tea, not what I, you know, I would just rather just have the kids disciplined enough. Hey, look, you got school no matter what. Huh? You say something, go get the bell.
Mr. Grinch.
Oh, I ain't even going to bring up your nickname around the
mean
house.
One.
is that the song?
I'm just happy that, you know, I'm normally happy. I'm usually happy that the Lord has allowed me to see another morning.
So hold on, don't try to.
I'm wondering
over.
Where you're going with this story.
So
you want me to tell?
You know
the story.
What I'm going with the story.
The audience want me to tell the story because they know when Maria tell the story, honey. Let me tell you why.
Hold on, but you know where I'm going. With
okay,
it.
Go ahead. Let me hear your version. Then they'll get my version. Go ahead.
So this
particular
child
morning.
Next to me,
mm-hmm.
this girl next to me.
You call me a child?
Not well. This you act. You definitely were acting like a child.
God restores my youth daily. Okay. What you want me, an old hag?
So look.
Can't even get to your story.
I nicknamed the story the Panicking Fighter. So you and Izzy downstairs playing around.
Mm-hmm.
And you accidentally stab yourself with his EpiPen.
Explain to the listeners, please, what an EpiPen is.
I think everyone knows what an EpiPen
I don't think
is
they do.
Unless
I didn't
they're
know
a
till,
child.
I didn't know.
Okay.
Till,
mm-hmm. Okay. So mm-hmm. EpiPen, our son has a peanut allergy.
Severely.
Severe peanut allergy. So if he's come in contact with peanuts, peanut butter, anything
God forbid.
Peanut, mm-hmm. God forbid, he has to immediately inject himself with an EpiPen.
Mm-hmm.
And they provide us with a model of an EpiPen so that you can practice with.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a practice EpiPen, and we have several real EpiPens. These two geniuses were downstairs playing around, and she stabbed herself with the real EpiPen. So unbeknownst to me, who was upstairs resting still in the bed, trying to go back to sleep from a storm that came in and tried the police raid that came in and woke me up and had my son jumping on the bed. I'm trying to go back to sleep. This lady yells, screams. I'm like, oh my gosh, they down there playing. I turn over, try to put the pillow on my head. She starts screaming, ah, Josh, ah. She sprints upstairs. When I say sprint, I mean like 4.3, 4.35.
Well, I did run 4.36. Track. I do have a track background.
I guarantee you, I didn't hear her footsteps hit the steps at all.
She
flew literally like shot out of a cannon. I heard the scream. Then I heard this. This humming sound of an approaching force bangs right back in the door. I'm like, oh, in my mind, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's playing again. Like, Lord, how much motivation does a child need to go to school?
So that's what was going on in your mind.
So unbeknownst to me, she stabbed herself really, legitly with the EpiPen. But I'm thinking it's a joke. So I'm like, so she sprints upstairs, bangs in the door. Punches me in the leg as hard as she could. She woke up, Josh, I stabbed myself. Bang, punches me in the leg. I'm like, what the? And then sprints out the door. I don't know where she goes, but she sprints. And I'm hearing this traveling like sound around the house and throughout. I'm like, dang, it's a bat loose. It's a stampede throughout the house. It's just her sprinting, panicking around the house. I'm like, what happened? She's like, I'm calling 911 for real. I got to call 911. I'm like, 911? She's like, I'm not playing. I'm like, man, stop playing. Izzy is already up and at him. Quit the antics. She's like, I'm serious. If you ain't going to listen, I'm calling 911. She calls 911. I hear 911 on the phone. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's serious. So I get up lazily. And I'm on the steps like, hold on, what's going on? I stabbed myself with the, I shot myself with the EpiPen. I'm like, what? You did what now? And she's like, oh, God. And panicking. Mm-hmm. So 911 is on the phone. And she's telling the story to 911. 911 like, ma'am, you shot yourself. Where's the gun? I'm like, what?
She was so pressed to ask me where the gun was.
I was like, she shot herself.
She took my whole adrenaline rush away. Because I'm like, I didn't know the gun. Like, okay, now, lady, you're getting a little too serious now. I said, I shot myself in the leg with my son's EpiPen. For some reason, she wanted to take the rest of the sentence out. And
she was telling, panicking.
She's telling everybody, panicking. I shot myself. And where's the gun? Who has the gun? I'm like, my husband has the EpiPen. Look, your husband has the gun? Okay, tell your husband. I'm like, oh.
And I'm like, give me the phone because you're panicking right now. And she's like, oh, Josh. Josh. My heart, Josh. My heart. My heart. So I'm like, Maria, nothing's wrong with you. Izzy is a child. You're an adult. Calm down. Okay. Relax. And she's like, oh, Josh, I don't feel good. So she called 911. They thought we had a gun. They thought she shot herself. The ambulance on the way. I'm already foreseeing the embarrassment. So I'm like, you know what? I gotta get out of here. So I'm like, I'm about to take Izzy to school real quick. Izzy, we getting out of here. Izzy's panicking. Let me remind you, they started off playing. Izzy is panicking. He like, oh, mommy, and reaching out to her like
the little like sucker should have been panicking. He gave me the real EpiPen.
She like, mommy. He's like, mom. Look, he's reaching out like this, mommy. No, because in the car. When I went in the car and I didn't want to look, I'm
this
like,
is the
man,
problem. Listeners, first of all.
So look, I go and take him to school. I'm like, I got to get out of here. I know it's not serious. I'm out. Josh, I'm about to take Izzy to school.
Bam, I'm out. Whatever, Joshua. First of all, listeners, he's just so dramatic. Like, I can't even take it right now.
He's so dramatic.
That's exactly what happened. That he's trying to.
The event?
Exaggerate and play upon took place. What was that? Friday? Thursday?
No, what? This was the beginning Monday. Of the week. Today is Thursday.
No, it was like Thursday or Friday.
It was Monday.
No, it was a holiday. He had school. Monday was Memorial Day.
Okay, so it doesn't really matter the day.
And what has happened is it's been days since this incident, and so he has justified every action that has taken place. So let me just give you my version of what happened with the EpiPen, and I'm not going to go on as long as him. You know me. I get right to it. Basically, I bust in the room. Cause I wake up pretty chippery, you know, and I know my son, I know he normally
which
wakes up
said,
with an attitude.
Which like, I said,
I'm normally not a morning person, but for some reason the sun's been shining in Cleveland. I've just been feeling great every morning. Thank God for that. So I wake
you're
up
getting
real
long winded.
I'm just letting them know.
You're just letting them know that
I bust
the
door. I was like, wake up y'all. And just start jumping around the room, whatever, playing
so
around,
check
whatever, whatever.
To that part of the story. Hold on. Don't downplay the plan.
No, we were playing around.
Okay,
we
got
were
it.
Playing around. Check. I was so us trying to get my son in good spirits because he normally wakes up and he's a butthole in the morning. So I'm just
definitely
trying to,
is.
Yeah. Okay. So we agree on that. So we go. I take him, get him dressed or whatever. We go downstairs. I'm packing his lunch. Then I go back up the stairs for some reason. Then he hands me his EpiPen and starts saying his friend was trying to tell him he needed it and trying to get him to inject himself with it. And I'm like,
no, we don't
do that. You know, so I go on to give him a demonstration of how to administer the EpiPen if he were to ever need to do that. So just a disclaimer, when you get an EpiPen, which they're freaking expensive. They're like $300, $600 for EpiPen. You get two of them and then you get one tester in the pack. Now we have about probably five testers laying around the house because the EpiPen is enclosed in a thick plastic container that you.
Oh, you're giving a reason why you shot yourself.
Yeah. So you never really take the real EpiPen out because it's in this
it's
box.
It's
in a case. So we normally had the testers around the house. So when he was telling me, I just assumed that it was the tester.
There you go.
And so
assuming.
I go to give a demonstration to my son. I
assuming.
Said, blue to the sky, orange to the thigh. And I step. I was like, oh my God, Izzy, what did you do?
And you felt that prick.
I felt that needle in my leg, dropped it, and just ran upstairs. And I ran upstairs because I know that I have a husband that lives in this house. And I assume he cares about me a little bit. So I'm going to run. I mean, I know my 8-year-old or 7-year-old, however year old my son is. I know he can't help me at this point because he's like, mom, why'd you do that? I'm like, Izzy, why'd you give it to me? So then I shoot right upstairs, right?
You shoot right upstairs.
I'm like, Josh, I shot myself with EpiPen. I'm like, because I know when Izzy had an appointment, the lady was basically saying,
what did you do when you come up, came upstairs?
Hold on, let me give another disclaimer.
What you do when you came upstairs,
another
though?
Disclaimer real fast.
Oh, okay.
Joshua was not at the appointment with the allergist when they discovered that he has a peanut allergy.
It's irrelevant, but
and
go
how,
ahead.
No, it's not. And how to administer the EpiPen if you were to ever need to. But one point that she did make was, this is amphetamine or ephedrine, whatever it is. So it speeds your heart rate up really fast. So it's not like you stick yourself with the EpiPen with, if you're having a reaction, and then go about your day. No, you call 911 immediately because your blood pressure can get really high and your heart rate can intensify because of the injection. So I'm thinking, oh my God, my heart is about to explode. Like, I'm not having an allergic reaction. I just shot myself. Like, I'm just sitting there waiting on something bad to happen to me. So I run upstairs to my knight in shining armor.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, he was knocked out asleep. What are you doing, man? We ain't going somewhere, man. I'm like, Josh, I just shot myself with Easy EpiPen. Wake up. Like, help me. Come on, help me. I'm punching him on his leg. Man, you all right, man. So then I just X him out. I'm like, I'm calling 911. Call 911 on the phone with the lady. She acting crazy. Asking me
so everything I said up until now checks out.
So for about 3 minutes, I had no help. Me and my 7-year, 8-year-old
son. 3 minutes?
How old is Izzy? He about to be,
he's
about to
seven,
turn eight
about to be
this,
eight.
This
Look,
week.
3 minutes?
Man, about 3 minutes, I'm by myself on the phone with a lady waiting on
That's
my heart
a long
to explode.
Time.
I'm waiting on my heart to explode. Josh
She's
comes
waiting.
Down.
Do you hear
finally.
The panicking in that?
Josh comes, because you weren't at the appointment when she was like, no, it's that serious. If you ever have to inject someone with this, call 911 immediately. Because you can't sit there with your heart beating that fast for a long period of time. So you have to call 911 because they have to administer something else to you. So I'm thinking my heart's about to explode. Josh didn't care. I called 911. The lady on 911 acting crazy because she thinking I shot myself with a gun. So then finally, he's like, man, he come downstairs. He talked to the lady on the phone. He's like, no, she didn't shoot herself. She shot herself with her. She stuck herself with her son, my son's EpiPen. So then he clarifies that with her. So then he's like, man.
Oh, so it worked that I was
so
calm.
Then he was like, man, he's like, I'm about to take Izzy to school. I'm up here still panicking, thinking that this medicine is about to like have me passed out on the floor or something.
Yes, you are.
He decides, oh, I'm gonna just take Izzy to school. I'm like, the ambulance is on its way.
Right.
Whatever. So he back out, he pulling down the driveway. Then he sees the ambulance coming. He decides to do a U-turn for some reason. Why all of a sudden
I didn't make a U-turn.
Why you wanna talk to the ambulance now? You didn't care. You up here. How you gonna leave someone when they're panicking?
I didn't leave you.
You did leave me. You did not. Josh,
all right, give me a chance.
See how he tried to justify all his actions. He did not care. He didn't say, okay, what happened? Calm down. Let me help you. He's like, I'm gonna take, man, you all right? I'm gonna take Izzy to school. And that was it. So
okay,
the ambulance came. They said what it was. And for people that deal with EpiPens or know anybody that has an allergy, when you have an EpiPen, you're supposed to stick it in your leg and hold it for 5 to 10 seconds to allow the medicine to eject into your body. So I didn't do that. So that's, I just got stuck. So I'm up here thinking I got something in my system. I didn't even administer right. So now I know going forward, if I ever need to administer it on someone, I know to keep it in their leg. So they test my, you know, my blood pressure, my heart rate, everything was fine. They said, they think I just stuck myself. I should be cool. And I went about my day. But I was disappointed that my husband, who was supposed to be a protector for me, was like,
which
yeah,
I am, baby. Yes, no. Indeed.
But you see how that story sounds real good. He sounded like he really was, you know, helpful.
So
and
you really
calm
didn't.
And
no, hold
thinking
on.
Of thing. No,
you really didn't.
You didn't help me at all. And
okay.
That was sad.
So you really didn't disprove anything that I said.
Yeah, you made it sound like you were attentive.
I did not.
Like you were concerned.
I did not.
You did.
I made it sound like I was of a sound mind
you know,
and
how
body.
You were saying, oh, I'm thinking she up there playing. So
yes.
I'm thinking she's still playing.
Right.
But at the point where I came in the room and told you I shot myself with EpiPen and you heard
I still thought you was playing.
You still didn't care. But when you but then
until
you
called 911.
After you even talked to the lady on 911, or I mean on the emergency number, whatever it was, you didn't say, okay, now I see that this is serious. Okay, how you feeling? Are you all right? Like, your heart beating fast? Like, what's going on? It was like, I'm about to take Izzy to school,
because you were still panicking.
You were concerned. So, fellas, if you're out there listening, even if you think your woman is crazy for
so let me
just know that a woman would want you to show some concern, to calm her down, reassure her that everything is going to be okay and you're by her side. Not,
I'm going to wait.
Man, let me get up out of here because you're acting crazy.
I really want to try to interject. You kind of had it for a long time.
No, you had it.
So
you remember when you had it?
I was looking at the thing, you know.
Remember when you had it and I didn't interrupt you? I let you go? Okay. Thank you.
So, yeah.
So that's what happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She panicked. And, you know, I talked
to
the EMTs.
Someone to panic.
Yeah, it is. And at the same time, when someone panics men out there, you definitely have to, you know, do a little better job than I did, but most importantly, stay calm. And I definitely
say, let me just go ahead and take our son.
I definitely will do something different as far as helping her calm down. I did say, you know, you are a calm down, but I was kind of taken back by the fact that for the longest time I thought she was joking. And once
but
I realized,
point, when you realized
was,
I was
once
not
I
joking,
realized she was
you
not
didn't jump
joking.
Into concern nurturing
I
mode, like let me help her out. Okay, she probably freaking out, thinking her heart is about to explode. You didn't.
Once
do
I found out that she wasn't joking, I should have, like she said, you know, hopped to the knight in shining armor to help calm her down. I do realize that I'm just used to her panicking, and you know a lot of women take things a little too far sometimes, so yes, but I do think
a
that
women,
we both
generalizing now,
well, you know,
some people overreact. It right, it's not a gender thing, but
she I knew she was going to be all right, you know, in my mind, but I should have taken into consideration that she was scared, and I think that's all I, you know, pretty much did wrong. But it was so funny, I couldn't really laugh in her face right then and there. As I was driving my son to school, I had a big chuckle. You know, my shoulders was like this. And
That's crazy because,
I couldn't,
you know,
stop
what?
Chuckling
when you would
about
get
the
knocked
situation.
Out on the football field, I wasn't chuckling.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. I was very concerned. I'm still concerned.
That's
regarding
low
your health.
Blow.
You know,
blow.
I was
only
there
because
to support
I knew
you
were
I
good.
Was there to be in the emergency room with you, get the CAT scans with you, and then when I'm in my time of need, it's I'm about to take Izzy to school, man. You tripping, man. Okay.
Well, you know what? Yeah, Well, I dropped the ball on that, but I feel like for the most part, you know,
it's just funny because
I feel
your
like
voice
it was,
has changed.
You was crying
when
wolf.
You were telling the story at first, it was like, man, I did this and I did that.
Well,
because
you kind of took all
like,
the wind out of my sail. Like, you kind of had
did drop the ball.
Well, no, because you said I was going to get straight to the point and you took a long time to tell the story. So I kind of was over here just, and you wouldn't let me get a word in.
All
as
right,
usual.
Well, so, as y'all know, I'm hurt. So.
Yeah, I see that. That's why I just
my
like,
GoFundMe account will be posted on my social media, and you can donate to my feelings.
Right.
Anyway, okay, let's get to the next topic. Don't worry about me because I'm good. You know,
yeah,
I'm good.
Right.
Man, I'm good.
She panicked.
I did panic, and I'm
and in the midst of it,
and you
she
didn't
ran
help
a,
me.
And look, in the midst of it, she ran a 4-4. So
still
NFL scouts out there,
hey,
track.
Hey.
She ran a 4-4.
All right. What's
so
the next
look,
topic?
My
what's
next, you know, the next thing I wanted to bring up.
We got to hurry up because I got to go watch these playoffs.
Well, you kind of took a long
playoffs.
Time there.
Is it the playoffs?
Man, listen, it's
not
the finals.
Playoffs. It's the finals.
The finals. Which doesn't come on for a while. So look. This came up because I was, you know, we had one of the parents from my child's school come to the door after school and, she made him apologize to my son for hitting him at school. And then she made him apologize to me. And I, you know, I told the kid, I'm like, oh, you know what? That's so big of you. Because look, when I came to the door.
Hold on. So you're at home minding your business.
Right.
Ding dong. Ding dong.
Right. And Izzy answers the door first. I'm sitting right, you know, I can see the door. And he says, thank you. And then says, Dad. You know, I heard the mom say, yeah, is your mom and dad home? So I get up, go to the door, and the son says, oh, the kid says, I'm scared, you know, because I came to the door. So I said, oh, it's okay. And then he goes to apologize. You know, I hit your son at school, and it wasn't his fault, and this and
but
this
what
and
he
that.
Scared for now?
Well,
he
he's
wasn't
scared
because you
dad,
was trying to hit my son.
He was scared when dad came to the door.
Mm-hmm.
So, and scared. The mother looked distressed, like, you know, basically, like, I don't play that. My son was in the wrong. You know, he has to apologize.
Ooh,
and
I'd be glad you were
right.
Home.
But look, I commended her. You know, I was, you know, pretty up, you know, pretty satisfied with her making him do that. That takes a lot.
Mm.
So especially she had
she
to.
She better be glad you came to the door.
And I wonder, how does she know where we live at? Well, anyway, that's another.
Hey.
Yeah, because she just came.
She wasn't a neighborhood parent?
I don't know. I've never seen her or the child.
What? Don't be Googling the address.
Yeah. So anyway.
She probably wanted to fight.
Nah, well, she's probably waiting for you. Like, yeah, your son. Yeah. Oh, when I came to the door, it was like, oh, just apologize. That's the man. He the man. Anyway, anyway, how do you respond to your kid coming home saying somebody hit me at school?
Did you hit
him back? Look, and the teacher got mad at me.
Did you hit him back?
And you know your son is a good child.
Because if you didn't hit him back, now you got to deal with me.
Right. So in our house,
we don't raise no punks in this house.
In our house, we play, you hit me, I got to hit you back.
Mm-hmm.
And
but my kids know, I'm not going to hit you back the way you hit me. Like, I'm going to make sure it hurts.
And see, that's the problem I have with you,
you got
when
problem.
It deals with me, though. Because if we playing, I play, you know, I throw a little bit of water on you. Like, here, sprinkle with my fingers. Like, yeah, sprinkle.
I'm going to get the mop bucket.
You're going to get a bucket and toss a bucket of water.
First of all, I'm like a cat. I don't like water.
That's
don't
like somebody no throwing
don't,
a...
Don't spritz, don't miss, don't sprinkle, tinkle. Don't do nothing with no water with me. My hair is natural.
That's
I don't
like,
have no product in my hair. It's going to curl up. I don't need no shower.
So that's
very
equivalent
much.
To somebody throwing a grenade and then you going and nuke them.
Mm-hmm.
You just nuke the whole facility.
Yes. Yes. Nuke.
So
because they know. You're going to learn today.
Your punishment or your get back or your revenge
mm-hmm.
does never matches the offense. But my question is,
no.
how would what's appropriate? What's an appropriate response
first
to a parent?
Foremost.
Like,
first
how should
foremost.
A parent react to their child being hit at school and they know their child is a good kid?
First and foremost.
Do you go to school and blow up the spot? Do you go to the house? Do you fight the kid? I mean, do you send somebody after the kid? Because you can't fight no kids.
Well,
let's just not
thing.
Condone that.
If my child comes home with like a black eye or a scratch, I'm going to contact someone. But if it's just, he said, somebody hit me, I want to know, did you hit them back? You don't sit there. You can go and tell after y'all get done fighting, but you have to protect yourself. And I'm an advocate of telling my children, you need to fight. If someone, you're not going to start a fight, but I want you to finish it. And if you don't finish a fight, you're going to have a problem with your mother. Now, when this lady came to the house, she probably served the Lord, babe.
Yeah.
She was covered with grace and mercy because if Maria would have answered that door. Because first of all, you know, Izzy not going to tell.
So I'm glad I was
hold
home.
On. Did Izzy even tell you someone hit him at school today?
No, he didn't bring
right.
it up.
And he wouldn't bring it up to me either until like days later when he know I can't do
nothing
about it.
Well, the teacher, that what happened was the teacher knew it wasn't Izzy's fault. And the boy got in trouble. The teacher told the mom of the other kid. And the mom was so upset, she made him go to everybody involved to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my thing.
Well, she need to get it talking to. You need to tell your little bad son, keep his hands to himself. Because, you know,
what?
Depending on what type.
Because what?
I'm just going, for example, me when I was a child. I mean, you having your son, if your child, daughter hit me as a child, it was going to be a bad day for your child. So you better be glad you're dealing with little Izzy over there.
Because
Izzy loved Jesus and his parents got a little bit of sense at this age they are,
hey,
you know, when they had him. So he got some sense. So he probably didn't really hit the boy back. And I talked to him about that. And
he said he hit the boy back.
If you got kids that go to school with my kids and your kids like to put hands on
your
people.
Your kids.
Just know my son know
my
how to put
son.
Hands back. And he has his mom's approval to put them hands. He going to put them paws on your kid, okay?
Them paws.
But that's only if your kid touches my kid. But
I second that.
Them kids, them parents know. Like, even when Kamora was in daycare, I knew my child was not a hitter. So when she would come home with scratches and bite marks, we going to have a discussion. You know how the teachers, daycare workers, they don't want to tell you what child it is. But I'm always like, look, who was it? Okay, yeah, that they look like
yeah,
a
you
fighter.
Was.
I'm always.
I did had to keep you tame.
Yeah.
Keep
so
that
I'm,
leash on
so
you.
So I'm shocked that the mother.
Hold on,
I'm
Maria.
Shocked that the teacher.
Hold on.
Right.
Get
I'm shocked
back.
The teacher even let that parent know which child he hit because they don't let you know which child hit
well,
your son.
Well,
it must have been
an altercation or something. But I know for once our son wasn't the corporate.
The culprit. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the fault. He wasn't the one at fault.
Yeah.
So
my kid is hope.
But so
to God, they never going to be the ones at fault. But they.
So if it was
if it did
get into something,
if
right?
Someone got and the audacity to.
If it did
you,
get into something,
finish it.
Okay, so we got that. We got that. We got that.
Okay.
So,
do you agree with that?
Yeah,
were you raised like that?
Yeah, while you were talking,
I wasn't raised like that. I don't know where I get that from. My mom's a police officer. His dad's a police officer too. But
so while you were talking, I said I agree with you.
Okay, thank you.
So we're gonna end that.
All right.
But so if it did get into something, and the parents got involved, because that happens sometimes when the parents can't take enough, they can't take no more, and they go to school, your child this and that, but they feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all both feel the same way. My next question is, when are you too old to fight? When it's like, no matter what, I'm not going to fight you. Like, I felt like even me being in the NFL, I'm not going to fight nobody because they're going to try to sue me.
You don't, but see,
we can't
you
fight
don't
no
have
more.
A,
but when are you too old to fight?
You don't
fight?
Have
that's
a fighting
not,
spirit. Like, you are very
I can't
calm.
Fight. Yeah, because if I unleash the beast on you,
it's going to be bad.
I do think, yeah. You know, and that's the thing about be careful of people who are kind-hearted and gentle, because when you push that a type of person like that to the edge, oh, my God. I don't even want to unleash that.
Me,
I don't
want
to unleash that.
Close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a struggle sometimes that makes me wonder how I keep
it. But how old are you? How?
Okay, so let me just tell you. I've seen a
video. When are you too old to fight? That's all I want to know.
It depends on your maturity. You
know? No, because I think that you can't be, you know, in your 30s. Fight no more. No, I mean, I'm tired of seeing that.
Do
I don't
you know
need to see
some people who have never gotten a fight.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, but see, Josh, you
get an altercation.
The dynamic of like a person like me.
Altercation.
I am a fighter. I love boxing. I've been a fighter all my life. Like that's just I have a fighting spirit.
All my life, I
now,
had to fight.
If I take my
you
fighting
like
spirit
Oprah.
And maybe
you
fight,
sound like Oprah. On Color Purple, all my life.
Sometimes you have to channel people's fighting nature. Like I maybe if I take that same energy and put it into operating a business or serving at church, you know.
But
some people are just natural born fighters. That's me. You aren't. But I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Hold on.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't too far removed from like fighting a kid. I will fight if somebody. if I hear my daughter, my 13-year-old sweet Kimora, who would not harm a like she's like a little bunny rabbit. If I hear somebody at
see,
school try
different.
To fight her,
that's different.
I'm going to the school and we gonna fight the person.
See, we know people.
Don't worry
who
about
take care of stuff like that.
I'll,
we don't.
Your mama fight them. I'll fight them.
Okay,
I will
so
fight a kid.
This is my thing. So it.
I will fight a kid.
I guess we can't give it an age, but there's certain things that push us to the level of coming to. To fisticuffs of it coming to, you know, putting that paws on you, right?
Putting them hands on them?
Yeah, putting them hands on
them. Uh-huh.
But generally speaking, I think that, you know, when you reach the age of 30, it should be no more brawling as an adult.
You shouldn't just be going trying to look for fights.
Not look for fights, but there should be levels to, you know, the type of conversation that you try to hash things out without it coming to fisticuffs.
Right, of course. I mean, you definitely should use your words, but
oh my gosh.
I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I seen a video of the guy from The Housewives of Atlanta, Peter, which was Cynthia's husband,
right,
and Crazy Kenya's hired boyfriend Matt. They were fighting in like a radio studio. They must have been doing an interview and they didn't like the way the interview was going, so they started fighting. And I think Peter 50 probably about to push, you know, pushing 60. I mean, he was holding his own.
Right.
And he was 50-something.
But I,
and
I
Matt
just don't recommend
30.
It. Right.
And
I just,
Matt is very athletic.
You're trying
like,
to squeeze
you know,
in that little reality TV show.
No,
but
I'm just saying,
look,
though, but
I
they
saw
were fighting.
This, look, I saw this shirt, right? And I think I told you about it early. And I'm going to get it for you. I'm going to find it. And I'm going to get it for you.
For me?
It basically said, you know, I'm blessed in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you can still catch these hands.
Oh, you can catch these hands.
you can still catch these hands.
I'll put them paws on you. No, I think it takes a lot for me to get there as I'm getting older. But I'm not. Woo, Lord, grace and mercy. I'm not too far removed from fighting.
Right,
someone.
But,
I will fight. I'm a fighter.
But you have to do everything in your power to keep you, you know, because your children are watching. You know,
especially
you know, because when you look at it, you know, retro speaking, you wish you made a different choice.
Oh, yeah,
because
I remember I told that lady off at the gym and my kids still won't let live
right
down.
And
Mom,
and it's embarrassing for me
off,
to hear.
You
it's
told her you was going to smack that frosty lipstick off her face.
Yeah, and I was embarrassed by that. I'm like.
You was embarrassed?
In my mind, I'm like, you said that? Like, you represent
Cribs, let me tell you what had
man.
Happened was.
No,
what had happened? What
see,
had
you
happened?
Know they wrong when they say,
no,
what had happened
I was walking. I had my boombox. In
what
one
had
hand
happened
at the
was,
gym, and I had my gym bag in on my
look.
On the,
we don't
on my
need
side.
To hear the story,
so I'm juggling my look. I'm juggling my stuff. So I'm walking past the front desk. It was congested. I guess my bag bumped the lady. I didn't know. I've got layers on me. I didn't know my bag bumped her. She's like, "Oh, excuse you." And so I had looked back and see what she had said, but it didn't resonate till about 3 seconds later with like a little delay. And I said, "Excuse me."
Bam, you was wrong. If you can't catch him right off the break. off your bump. Nah. Excuse me. Now, if you can't catch it, if you got a delay, you're wrong and going back to get it.
I'm thinking like you. Like, you know how you like to think everybody is just...
But you went back to her.
Josh is one of those people. He's so green. He thinks everybody comes in peace. No one comes to harm you.
No, I give you the benefit of the doubt. I give you the benefit of the doubt.
And we in the suburbs too. Like, I know she ain't trying it with me. Like, that's what I'm thinking. Because, you know, it used to be a point in time where white folks were scared of black folks. But now, it's just, the lines have been blurred. So, I'm thinking like, wait a minute. One, we in the suburbs. Two, I'm black, she white. My muscles bulging out of my arms. And she's talking about...
Your muscles ain't bulging out your...
They will.
I'm about to cut the... First of all,
I just got done with my workout.
Where's the stop button on this podcast?
Josh, I just got done with my workout. So I'm like on 10. I'm pumped up, you know, feeling good.
Are you on steroids?
The endorphins are moving.
What are them proteins that
you... The endorphins were just... You know, I just got done working out. So when she said, excuse you, I said... And then it just went down.
You said what? But
she learned that day.
I'm about to call the pastor.
She learned that day.
I'm going to tell the pastor. I'm like, listen to the podcast.
Please don't tell my pastor to listen to the podcast.
I'm going to say, listen to the podcast.
Go on and read the Bible, pastor. Read the Bible.
Look, I think Sister Cribs then fell off a little bit.
No, I'm off
the
radar.
Sister Cribs need some praying.
She need praying. No, but I mean, she learned that day. She learned that day. My kids bring it up. Like, remember that one time? I'm like, oh.
Right.
But I think they know, don't let nobody play you. Like, I mean, I'm the type of person, if I bump someone, for sure, I'm going to say, excuse me, pardon me, I'm sorry. But the fact that you're going to say, excuse you, you tried it. And since you tried it, now I'm going to have to carry you.
Right. Okay.
All the way down.
Maria carried him. So in reality, to really speak for the whole situation, try everything in your nature to be the bigger person. That shows your measure as a person, as a Christian, and as a, you know, just evolving and being a better person, period. And that's what it's about, and that's what I was trying to, the point that I was trying to make. Because as you can see, you know that our children keeps talking about that moment over and over and over, which lets you know and further, you know, reinforces that it was wrong, that, you know, to react that way. Sometimes you have to endure.
I do not think it was wrong. I don't know where the lack of communication came from, where you thought I thought that was wrong. I hope the lesson that my children took from
I got my hand over my face.
You make
like,
sure you stick up for yourself. You don't let nobody try to punk you or check you.
But there's a way
to
do that.
Make sure you stick up for yourself. Now, you don't go around trying to cause and create trouble. But if someone brings some little bit of trouble to you, you can handle it now.
Okay, so we...
You know, the devil is real.
We disagree. He needs to be put down. That. Okay. Yeah, yeah, he needs to be put down. No, we just disagree.
Josh,
talk.
Seen you fight. I've never seen you like curse anyone out.
Right, I never had to unleash on them, and mainly,
I think
because
you like
mainly him. Because anytime that I would have the opportunity, and I'm like, what? Did somebody just say that to me? You already? Hold up, and I'm like, Lord, I gotta get the leash to hold her back, and they already in retreat. They see me, they see you, and then they in retreat.
Because the man supposed to be the protector.
Supposed to be, but your bark is worse at the point where if somebody tried you, I have to bite.
But
because your bark is so loud.
I don't just go around like picking with people. Like,
no, I'm not saying you do. You just go around. You know, you jump on it. You jump on it. It's like you're racing to beat me in a dispute. And I don't ever have an opportunity for the majority of the part
you
to
would,
defend.
I don't think you would.
To
you're
defend
not,
my
you're not
honor.
That type of person.
Well, I defend when necessary. And I think that it's in my best interest to be more reserved and to be, you know, the solvency of me and you to, you know, because me and you are hot, you know, like fire and water. You are the fire in this aspect. And sometimes I have to douse that flame out.
And that's when you get that mop bucket poured.
But
on you
see,
like you
and it's a
earlier.
Time. It's a time because people drown in water, sweetheart. You hear it? You hear that?
And people burn in fire. The fiery pits of hell. All
right, man. So I hope y'all enjoyed our podcast today. We went a little long.
I know they did. I know listeners. I know you enjoyed this podcast.
Right.
Thank you for listening.
Right. Thank you for listening. We went a little long today, but we want to know your thoughts. So let us know on our social media, Josh Cribs 16, IG and Twitter, Facebook. Check us out. Maria, where can they find you at, babe?
MariaCribs.com, Mrs. Maria Cribs 16 on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Thank you guys for listening. Enjoy the NBA Finals. Go Cavs.
Yes, sir.
Go Cleveland. Have a wonderful day.